to everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors. Thank you. From Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world at wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up our podcast there. Pick up, find out what we're doing and who we're talking to and everything else. It's all there, including our great sponsors like Not Just Guns, our friends at Conquest Sense, and, of course, United Deer Farmers of Michigan. And we're gonna do a little different today. We're going to go over to Minnesota, over the Twin Cities area. I do believe I've got Captain – well, actually, I know for a fact I've got Captain Brian Koshanina on here with me right now. We're going to talk a little bit about ice fishing. Captain Brian, welcome. A first-timer in the new year in 2021. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. We're without real safe ice at this moment of doing the show. I've got a friend who's got all his new toys, and he's crying on the Facebook that he can't go out. So it's like when you got that new bike at Christmas and you got 3 feet of snow, which very well about being where you're at. But, I mean, again, like we've talked to other friends about this, man. We look forward to first ice because it's like a whole new world underwater, to us, even though the fish are kind of starting to slow down. Some patterns are still hanging around the good green weeds and stuff. But, we've taken advice from other anglers in our area, but a guy with 35 years plus of your experience, you do all kinds of guiding and stuff in Minnesota, but what's your attack to first ice? I mean, you guys have had ice for a little while. We're still waiting in some parts of the state, but what is your angle, your first line of attack when going out?
Well, first of all, the way I approach it is you don't want to rush it. Like you said, your buddy has all the new toys, and you're really excited to get out. But just kind of slow down a little bit. The way I attack it is, I always go with a buddy. I use the buddy system. If you're out there alone, and something happens, you're by yourself. If you have a buddy with, chances are that you're going to get out, relatively safe and be able to, get warm and but let's talk about when you do go out. How do you approach the ice? The first thing you do is what I like to do is I carry a spud bar. And a spud bar is basically a chisel. It's a heavy chisel. Of course I'm wearing, my ice cleats and keeping my safety gear with, as is the person I'm fishing with. When I walk out, I'm checking the ice basically every foot. And what I tell people is know your spud bar. I mean, there's different weights and, what you can handle, and you should know how many chops it takes to go through. I see a lot of people, they just come out with just a simple chisel and they just, hit it once and step out and hit it again. And before you know it, they're walking so fast just because they're so excited to get to that spot. Their spot from last year, many years, that they don't realize that they might be standing on 2 inches of ice, even though they were on 6 or 4 inches of ice, just 3 steps back.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important you take your time and, the fish are still going to be there no matter how long it takes to get there. So, you're excited. I get it, The other thing, too, is don't be afraid to wear a life jacket. And they have float suits now. And
yes,
the advancement in float suits, you can have – I wear Striker ice, and you can have just your bibs on, and you'll still float. So if you fall through, it's going to keep you – on top of the water, and it's going to give you a little bit of time. Now, with HT, we offer the ice cleats, we offer picks, having a good set of picks with you, especially make sure that they're accessible. If you're carrying a sled, you don't want everything in your sled. If you fall through, chances are that you're going to let go of your sled. So you want to have, I know some of the picks go around your neck. Some go through your jacket. I prefer them to go through my jacket so that they're right at my hands. You know, wear a life jacket or a float suit. You know, use the buddy system. Use your spud bar. Know, you know, how many steps it takes or how many chops it takes to get through the ice. And I think you'll be relatively safe.
Captain Brian joining us here on Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. And Captain Brian, you brought up the spud bar. I have had a range of different type of spud bars. I've had one made here in Michigan that's like super gnarly with like very sharp edges. Basically, it could take your toe off. All right. but it's really kind of heavy. And HT makes a really nice, light, yet durable spud bar. It's a long piece of rebar with that chiseled front end. It's not terribly heavy. But, you know, again, knowing how many times it's going to take to go through the ice, having worked with it, you know, I mean, look, to me, when you're dragging things on the ice, I don't have a snowmobile. I'm not taking a quad, especially with first ice. I'm not taking those things out. But, you know, the weight is everything almost because of what you're dragging out onto the ice.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. HT makes the polar ice chisel, which is basically a piece of rebar, and it has a really nice solid end at the bottom of it. And it's relatively light, but strong enough to know, you know, it might take two or three to get out there. Now, I personally, when I'm going out first ice, I carry the least amount of gear possible. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking my rod, my flasher, all my safety gear. The safety gear is the most important. And, you know, that's where most of your weight's going to be. Now, you know, you want to pull the sled with you, or, you know, maybe, you know, you have some kind of contraption where, you know, it stays on you, or, you know, whatever. But the most important thing is just, you know, keep your safety gear with you. Keep it on you. And like I said before, you'll be relatively safe.
Speaking with Captain Brian Koshinina here out of Minnesota. We approached HT Tackle because our good friend Norman Smith is always talking about HT, very strong in the HT stuff, and a great tight liner, that guy. Literally, and forgive me when I say this, Captain Brian, but some of the greatest ice anglers in the absolute world are located right here in Lansing, Michigan. I've got a very good group of close friends that are ice anglers, and when I say that, that's because Mike Bodecker is a world champion ice angler right here in the state, and I'm sure you, I mean, this community is so small, you guys have either heard of each other or you know each other.
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's a real small community, and, you know, you hit it right on the head right there. Norm, he is a great angler and a great ambassador for HT, great guy, can fish with the best, and yeah, you know, there in Michigan, you know, you guys have some really great anglers coming out of that state. And what really excites me is the youth coming out of your state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some anglers on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram that just amaze me. And you guys have a lot of great, great fishing lakes. Plus, you got the Great Lakes, too.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, I guess, you know, we share that in our state that we both have great lakes to fish. So, yeah, you know, but I'm going to say this. If you ever want to set up some kind of competition, I know a few anglers from Minnesota that could go against you guys from Michigan.
Yeah, I know a couple of those guys, too, believe it or not. They've been on the show, and I know how good they are. You know, it's like, you know, that's the one thing about you and some of our other friends. We don't have to go far. We just go to our local store and see your faces on everything. So,
well, you remember, I'm bringing Tom Grunewald.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we get, you know, it's, and I think that's a very healthy competition between the two states, too, is because we are so blessed with so much water in our area, our general area, as far as states are concerned, that we have a lot of opportunities to get out. And we're going to talk more with Captain Brian here in just a couple of seconds. So hang on, please. Great to have you on for this first time. You can catch all of the conversation on our podcast, wildmichiganradio.com. Always free, being brought to you by our friends at Conquest Sense, another great Michigan company here on Wild Michigan.
I still believe.
Hey, Michiganiacs, this is your blood brother Ted Nugent celebrating the almighty Michigan Spirit of the Wild with my blood brother Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan. Go Wild.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State, being brought to you by the United Deer Farmers of Michigan. Very happy to have them with us in 2021. And we are talking ice fishing, getting to know you, so to speak. Captain Brian Koshinina joining us here. His website, if you'd like to find him, is muskiesandmore.com. And, you know, he'll be on our podcast there. We'll get you all that information as well. Captain Brian, we talked a little bit about getting out, and it doesn't matter who we talk to, okay, as far as lifelong anglers, outdoor riders, all the same, you know, all of the safety aspects that come out are all the same, and that's so good to hear that kind of consistency coming from pro anglers, from people that do this for a living, and it's not just me. You know, I hate being that guy, that preachy radio guy, saying you need to be safe. This. Trust me, I'm following the same rules going out. Frankly, I usually don't go out until I see about 30, 40 people and maybe a truck or two. So, you know, I'm that way about ice fishing. I've always been that way, and that's probably not going to change. But, again, I appreciate you sharing your aspects of safety with us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, especially being a guide, safety is number one. Catching fish is number two. I would say having fun is number two. Catching fish is number three. And if you step back, take a breath, do your safety, routine on the ice. You know, I mean, everybody has a family. Everybody has somebody that loves them. And, you know, you don't want to be that person that's on the news, another statistic, because you wanted to get out too early. So right. Very important to use the safety that, you know, all the pros and everybody that consistently is on the ice, you know, especially first ice, early ice, you know, use their knowledge because we've been through it. What was it now? 20 years ago, I was actually hunting, and we were crossing an irrigation channel through a couple of fields, and I actually fell in. And, yeah, I was only maybe up to my hip, but I had about a mile and a half walk back to the vehicle, and I think we had, like, 10-degree temps that day.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, what's the number one thing, you know, is get warm. You know, take those wet clothes off. And I'll tell you one thing. When you do fall through, it's your body goes into that initial shock. And, I mean, if you stay calm, and I was lucky. I went in and I was still standing. But it could have been a lot worse. And my advice to, you know, God forbid, if anybody does go through – stay calm. You know, you will get some function back, that initial shock. You know, it takes about 30 to 50 seconds, I think they say, when your blood starts pumping and you start warming up again. But don't panic. That's the biggest thing. Don't panic. I was fortunate enough to have a buddy that day that had an extra pair of pants on that he was roughly my size, and I got kind of naked there in the field and got warm and made that trek back to the truck and brought the truck back. But that's a little scary when you do go through. But, you know, we talk about the safety items for a reason. I mean, you know, you always hear that, you know, such and such went through and, you know, it was 6 inches of ice there. But, you know, this part of the lake just froze up because there were birds in it. And, you know, they were keeping the ice, you know, the area open. You know, you hear that all the time. I mean, and you know, we can't preach it enough. Safety is number one.
Absolutely. And, you know, I share in your, you know, in your pain going through that irrigation ditch. I did it as about a 15-year-old kid out hunting with my parents, but I or with my dad and cousins. But I was by myself when I went through, so the shotgun went up on the bank, and I was about chest deep, and I pulled myself out, luckily, and straight back to the truck. It's a long, shameful walk when you're that cold, and you got to spend the rest of the time huddling around the heater in the floor trying to get warm. But, you know, and fortunately, that was something that, you know, I was able to pull myself out, and there's a lot of people that don't get that opportunity. So, yeah, safety first and foremost is something that's always paramount when we talk about fishing. But right now, you know, it's basically this has been the getting to know you type thing. You've been a guide and a pro staff member for HT and a lot of other great companies for a while, but I mean, you've been doing this. When did all this start from your basic guide to that pro level start for you?
Well, when I was 4 years old, my dad was an avid fisherman. I was lucky enough to have parents that, you know, believed that, you know, getting to know the outdoors was a very important part of life. And as long as I can remember, I mean, I always had a rod and reel in my hand, or, you know, we were always camping, or, you know, we were getting to explore the Midwest, you know, a couple trips out to South Dakota, a couple trips out to Michigan, a couple trips to Wisconsin, you know, so I was lucky enough at a young age to be exposed. And I was that kid that, you know, thought that dad's and grandpa's tackle box was like, it was like going to a candy store, you know, all the different lures and, you know, and I constantly had questions, and, I come from a family that, is big into fishing. I have a few cousins that were, bass pros. I have a uncle that was a charter boat captain. I had another uncle that was a guide on Mille Lacs, and also a charter, operator. So, I come from a long line of anglers. My dad was quite an angler himself. You know, and growing up, I actually lived in St. Paul, you know, the mecca of fishing in Minnesota. Not really, but like I said, you know, we were fishing the local city lakes that, you know, most people don't touch. So I learned at a young age how to catch fish, how to take care of fish, how to, you know, conserve and catch and release, how important that is. And, you know, when I got into my 20s, I started to dabble in tournament fishing. I was in the PWT, which was the Professional Walleye Tour before it was FLW, as a co-angler. And I got to, you know, travel to a couple of big lakes in the Midwest. And so I got a little taste of that as an amateur. And I did some bass fishing, a lot of bass fishing, a lot of bass tournaments, local tournaments. And then I got the musky bug.
There it is.
And I was fortunate enough to where I was living, my neighbor, who I never talked to. I'd lived there for a year and a half, never talked to before. And he lived right down the alley from me. And I was putting my boat away at the time. I had a bass boat and I was putting it away. And he says, pulls up right next to me. He says, "You're going to give that up. Meet me down at my garage." Like, what? So I walked down to the garage and he has got this gigantic garage and I've never seen the garage open. I've never met the guy before. And he opens up the door and he's got three boats in there and he's got all these really tall cabinets. And I'm like, what's going on here? You know? And I was fortunate enough. He was actually on the PMTT, the Professional Muskie Tour.
Nice.
Yeah. So, he gave me a few rods, few reels, basically set me up and said, "Hey, you know, I'm going to be in a tournament here on Mille Lacs in about a week. You want to do a day trip up there with me? I got to do some scouting." And I went up there and I caught three of them that day.
Nice.
And he caught one and he said, "There's something to you, man." And I, you know, and ever since then, it's been, I've been very fortunate. I'm a multi-species angler. I don't go after just one species. And one day, I was fishing with a buddy, and I've always taken people fishing. And you know, my friends are always saying, hey, Bri, you know, I've got a client coming into town. Do you mind just taking them fishing for a couple hours? I'm like, sure. And one day my buddy had suggested, he just is like, why don't you guide? Why don't you make a living at this? And ever since then, it's been nothing but fishing on the water, on the ice. And I got to say, I'm blessed.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And for those listening, especially the kids out there, look, you can have a job and love it at the same time. And it's kind of like radio, but only making money.
Yeah.
But Captain Brian Koshinina, appreciate so much. Muskiesandmore.com website. Appreciate you joining us here for the first time. And, dude, look forward to many, many more conversations with you.
Thank you, Duran. I really appreciate being on. Thank you.
Absolutely. More coming your way here on Wild Michigan and the Michigan Talk Network.